Good morning and welcome to the show. Nice to be back with you Saturday morning talking real estate. It seems to me that every day you pick up a paper, you'll hear that there's either a property boom or the market is about to crash. How do you, what do you read into this? I mean, how do you actually make some good, solid decisions? I was talking to Veronica Morgan from Good Deeds Property Buyers the other day about this issue. Veronica joins me to have a quick chat. Veronica, is that how you start your day? Do you pick the paper up to find out where the market's headed?
Absolutely not. it annoys me when I see these headlines, and I think it annoys most people in the property game. But because they are all largely useless for starters. They generally refer to the Australian property market, and I think we all know there's no such thing.
Mm. Yeah, what amazes me is that even though you know there are some experts who'll talk about how the market's going to crash or how the market is going to boom, there's no middle ground. And most of the market, I'm saying the same thing, but most markets tend to sit in the middle. You very rarely see them either the peaks or all those troughs, but they're the ones we focus on.
Well, because let's face it, you know, saying, oh, look, ho-hum, you know, it's business as usual here, doesn't sell papers, it doesn't attract clicks, and people aren't looking for stories about business as usual. And we're as liable as a consumer, as a reader of this stuff, as those who actually generate the content. Unfortunately, we all play our part in this game, and it's rather irritating, but it is a fact.
A lot of the success stories are from people who've approached the market very intelligently, have stayed in it for a long time, and they don't look for the quick bucks. Yet that's what a lot of investors actually focus on achieving.
Unfortunately, I think that most people investing in property in this country are actually not that educated as to the property market. So they do believe that you have to find the next place that's going to take off. They think that that's the secret. What they fail to understand is the secret really is understanding the fundamentals and buying a quality asset and let time do what time needs to do. And that's boring though. You know, it's a very, very boring message. Mind you, in 10, 20, 30 years' time, there ain't nothing boring about having that sort of investment portfolio.
It's that thinking, though, that has actually brought on spruikers. You know, that's why spruikers can be so successful, because they work on that gullibility. The fact that, you know, they're selling that dream, which in a lot of cases will never, ever materialise.
He's exactly right. I mean, I hear so many terrible stories of people have gone on to an investment seminar, in inverted commas, educational seminar, but it's really just a massive, big, very slick sales pitch. Fundamentally, a lot of people can't actually afford to buy a quality asset, so they go along to that and they're told, but yes, you can. It's only going to cost you a cup of coffee a day. You know, with negative gearing and depreciation and rental guarantees and, oh, I might even throw in a car and some frequent flyer points and all the rest of it. You too can be a property investor, and there's this whole great Australian dream, not just about owning our quarter acre block now, but as being an investor. And unfortunately, you know, what these people are actually buying are liabilities. It does come back to these investment fundamentals. And if you don't understand them, you can fall into the trap of buying, you know, with these incentives, you know, lured by incentives and lured by tax breaks, and actually nothing to do with what makes a good investment or not. But, you know, for those who've never really spent the time or dedicated themselves to actually understanding what makes the property market tick and what actually fundamentally makes a good investment, then they're easily conned, because it's a very palatable, very compelling message.
Veronica Morgan from Good Deeds Property Buyers, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Absolute pleasure. See you, Kevin.
Okay, well, to continue that conversation and try and help you understand the market a little bit more, my next guest is going to tell us what useless information there is about the property market and what is really useful. You're going to be surprised, as I was, with some of the things that Simon Presley finds totally useless and things that you should ignore. And he also tells us why. That's up next for BC. We're talking real estate.